This is St. Louis Public Radio. Musician Angélique Kidjo fled to Paris from her homeland Benin in 1983, several years after a Soviet-aligned dictatorship seized power in the West African nation. She has since built a career as one of the biggest stars of African music. This year she won the Grammy Award for Best World Music Album for her tribute to Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban singer and queen of salsa. Kidjo's interpretations emphasize the African roots of that music. She performs at the Sheldon Concert Hall tonight. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Kidjo how she felt as a child when she first saw the legendary singer perform.
She came to play in Africa. Until then, for me, I never, ever, ever, ever thought that I would see a woman singing salsa. Every salsa band that I made it to my country, it was only guys. So I said to myself, okay, well, I guess salsa is not for us women to do. Then Celia Cruz came in, and it changes completely everything. Man, this woman is not only singing, she's playing percussion with her voice. And then I'm like, Angélique, why are you thinking that you can't do salsa? She's a woman, she's doing it. There's nothing that you cannot do. And then from the day Celia came and sang, that was it for me. There were no coming back and saying, I'm a woman, I can't do this. No one was going to stop me from doing anything I put myself to do. No one. So Celia basically taught me as a young woman that there's nothing that my gender can stop me from doing unless I stop myself from doing it.
Kimbara, obviously one of the greatest hits, really, of Latin music, a song people love, people hold close to their hearts. What did you do with it?
I said to myself, go back to that feeling when you hear her sing it. As I was sitting in the public listening to her singing Kimbara, I was beating 6/8 beats on it. And I was like, this is so African.
When we listen to your version of it, it's very familiar, but it's also got just a different feeling to it, right?
We
know we're somewhere else.
Yes. We know we're back to Africa, where it all started. So when you hear Kukala, I use the same kind of method. Because when I'm listening to Kukala, I'm not thinking about anything but where does this rhythm take me? Where is it? What is it saying to me? And I follow that and I stay on that until I finish the journey of the song.
Compared to something like Kukala or Kimbara, Yamaya is a song that is much more obscure from her catalog, from a record in the 50s. It's named for an Afro-Cuban deity.
She is the protector of women, but she's also the protector of water.
Why was it important for you to include a song like that has a spiritual element?
For me, the person that left Africa and still have the memory of the gods and goddesses. And when she sings it, in the language that I grew up singing and speaking, it is profoundly emotional. Because here it is, slavery have tried to dehumanize and deny Africans any culture. So the culture survive. Because there's no way any human being can erase somebody's memory completely. It's impossible. So for me, is to pay tribute to her Africanity and also to the richness of our culture, our common, our shared humanity and culture.
That was Angélique Kidjo talking from her home in New York with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin.